All right, so Clayton Homes, their website, pretty slick. Got to give them that.
It's definitely eye-catching. Lots of glossy photos. You know how it is. But the question is,
are they all style and no substance? We're doing a deep dive into Clayton Homes today, specifically their about page. See if we can cut through the marketing speak.
Yeah, because analyzing a company's own language, that's where it gets interesting. It reveals what they want you to think they value.
Right, so let's jump in. The first thing that struck me, they keep saying they're more than just a roof and walls.
It's funny, you see that a lot with companies trying to tap into like the emotional side of things. Everyone wants a home, not just a house, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
But how do we know if Clayton Homes is actually walking the walk, not just talking the talk?
Well, one thing that caught my eye, they've got a whole section on sustainability. They claim they're using recycled materials in something like 30% of their homes. That's pretty significant.
Okay, so that's a good sign. They're putting some action behind their words. Now, they also make a big deal about being like a leading single-family home builder with, get this, over 20,000 employees.
That's a lot of people. Definitely signals they're a major player in the industry.
Right. But then, almost in the same breath, they're talking about attainable and sustainable housing. Is that just clever marketing or?
It's interesting. I think it shows they're trying to position themselves within the larger conversation about housing affordability, environmental impact, all that.
Which is smart because those are big issues right now.
Absolutely. One thing I noticed, they're really pushing their energy smart homes. And importantly, they're presenting it as a standard feature, not some expensive add-on.
Interesting. So it seems like they're trying to make sustainable options accessible to more people, not just those who can afford a premium.
Exactly. And that aligns with the attainable part of their message. They're not just building for the luxury market.
Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. Now let's talk about their history. They really play up the whole founded in 1956 thing, from one home to millions, that kind of story.
Classic founder story, right? You see that a lot, especially with companies that have been around for a while.
But does that longevity actually mean anything for today's homebuyer?
It can be an indicator of company culture, stability, that sort of thing. But you're right, the past doesn't always equal relevance to the present.
Exactly. So are they stuck in the past or adapting to what modern homebuyers want?
Well, they do emphasize building modern homes, and they even talk about incorporating smart home technology. You know, things like smart thermostats, energy monitoring systems.
Okay, so they're at least aware of the need to keep up with the times. But let's get to the heart of it, their values.
Uh-huh.
Open doors, be a home, drive change. Sounds great in theory.
Yeah, it's all very aspirational, but what do those slogans actually translate to in practice? That's what we want to know.
Right, because anyone can slap some feel-good words on their website.
Exactly. So let's take open doors, for instance. They emphasize customer success and how homeownership can open doors to opportunity, right?
Okay, and is there any substance to that?
Actually, yeah, they've got this whole section on their home buyer experience. They even offer financial literacy resources, which I thought was pretty cool.
Really? That's actually impressive. It shows they're invested in helping people navigate the whole home buying process, not just making a sale.
Right. And then there's Be a Home, which focuses on creating a sense of belonging and work-life balance for their employees.
Okay. And that's obviously a big deal these days.
Huge. And they're not just paying lip service to it either. They specifically mention things like supporting employee development and career growth opportunities.
Wow, that's really refreshing to hear. So they're not just building houses, they're building careers too.
Seems like it. And remember, drive change. They're value focused on sustainability and like technological advancement. Well, they actually have a whole page dedicated to their sustainability efforts. They talk about reducing their environmental impact throughout the entire building process.
Okay, so it's not just a buzzword for them.
Nope, they're putting in the work. And they talk about partnering with Habitat for Humanity and other organizations doing good work in communities.
Right, because do good is another one of their values, emphasizing kindness, collaboration, all that.
Yeah, and earn trust is a big one too. That's the foundation of any successful business, especially in an industry like housing, where trust is paramount.
And it looks like they're backing it up with concrete commitments to transparency and ethical practices. So I have to admit, I started this deep dive feeling pretty cynical. But Clayton Homes is exceeding my expectations. It seems like they're genuinely trying to make a difference.
They're definitely putting their money where their mouth is, which is refreshing. Mm-hmm. But remember, this is just a starting point. It's important to do your own research, read reviews, compare their offerings.
Right. This deep dive is just giving you the tools to start your own investigation.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, you're the one making the decisions.
This whole deep dive, though,
yeah,
it makes you wonder. I mean, with their focus on attainable housing, sustainable practices, community engagement, could Clayton Homes actually be a model for the future of the housing industry as a whole?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Definitely something to think about.